Uber China is actually not making any profits in Chinese mainland. Well, the company actually started to generate profits in other like developed markets. Do you think this merger deal is actually would be helpful concerning this profit making problem?
Well, you know, this is just fast on the heels of that big settlement, which the government announced that they're going to allow Didi and Uber to be official as of November. I would like to think that they're actually probably linked and that there was some desire to do this. But, you know, let's talk about the first thing, this settlement by the government recognizing this new kind of taxi or car service. In essence, when you know, all of Uber and all these people, they were setting up these very nimble strategies to use excess capacity in cars to move people from place to place. And they were using the internet. It was very good. You could call in, get a car, go there, and it was all very nice. But now they're going to be, in essence, like the taxi company. They have to write a contract with each driver to be there for 3 years. They have to provide benefits. They have to pay taxes. They're, in essence, moving very close to where the taxis are. The real question is, will the taxis respond, or are they, in essence, thinking that maybe, you know, this new behemoth will actually start buying them as a way of gaining more market share? So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Now, if you start looking at the total number of rides that these guys are giving, I mean, it was 11 million versus 1 million, Didi versus Uber. Now that's over. Now you have this big behemoth. The question is, who is their competition and how will that be done? In essence, in theory at least, the government's decision to recognize this kind of levels the playing field, but it'll be really interesting to see how the taxi companies respond. My assumption is that no one's going to leave this market just for these entities and that they're going to start raising prices. I mean, they quite clearly said that. It wasn't a question of Uber not making money. They were burning $1 billion a year trying to gain market share. It wasn't working, and they threw in the towel. They said it's better to be part of something than have all of nothing. So that's where they're going. But, you know, people who've been using the service can start to expect to have higher rates. The question is, where do they become profitable, and how do they match up against these taxi cab companies?